Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I'm your host, Bo Marchant. And tonight we're joined with Thomas Howard, Oakland Raider linebacker. And Thomas, it's on your heart. You had a foundation, the Thomas Howard Foundation, that opened last week, and you were doing some charity stuff prior to us going live. Talk a little bit about what you did this evening, and then tell us about your foundation you started.
Okay. Well, this evening, I partnered up with After School All-Stars. They're a program here in California. You know, they're nationwide. And one of the reasons why I partnered up with them is because they do what, you know, they have their programs kind of involve something that, you know, I definitely want to be a part of. You know, my foundation, Thomas Howard Foundation, deals with academics and athletics, the enhancement and development of both of those. And at the same time, when I grew up, I had like an after school program that I went to, except it was at the Boys and Girls Club. So when they approached me and said they wanted to partner up, it was just like the perfect marriage. So today, we had 20 kids come up from the San Jose area, and I was first of all surprised that so many of these kids were Raider fans, because, you know, San Jose is closer to San Francisco, that's more of their area, but suddenly kids came up, and we talked to them, I talked to them, gave them, you know, my background. I had Willie Brown, a Hall of Famer, talked to them. I gave them a tour of the facility, which was great. They enjoyed it. Went on the field. We went to the team room, locker room, equipment room, weight room, training room. They got a full tour, and we had a blast. Took some great photos, and it really was fun. I was able to, you know, talk to the kids about an experience that I had when I was in middle school. This was a group of kids between the 6th and 8th grade, middle school kids. And I had a good time. It was fun.
You know, Thomas, these kids are going to remember what you did today probably for the rest of their lives. I mean, to be 6th and 8th grade, having an NFL professional like yourself, taking them in, bringing them through the locker rooms, meeting Hall of Famer Willie Brown, I mean, it's fantastic that you're giving back, and that's something so nice to see in today's young athlete. I mean, and you were a walk-on at UTEP. I mean, and I think you touched base on that with some prior things. I mean, you were a walk-on, so you knew what it was like to have to, you know, struggle and be really strict with what you were doing with your money and getting by. And now you're, you know, second-round pick with the Raiders, and you're giving back. I mean, was this something on your heart when you were going to college that you said to yourself, I mean, I want to make a difference. If I make it big, I want to give back to the community.
You know what, I really didn't think about it like that once I was, you know, when I was in college and playing, I was just focused on getting there, getting to this level. But when I got to this, when I got to the NFL, it was a no-brainer. It was definitely a no-brainer because I can remember, you know, being a young guy coming up and, you know, loving football. And, you know, I would have loved to have had the opportunity to go and visit, you know, Seahawks facilities and meet some of their players, or the Sonics, you know, basketball. They were really big back then in Seattle, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. You know, so I would have loved to have had the opportunity to do that. And so it was really a no-brainer. And so I started the foundation and, you know, going to different schools. I actually have a program that I do, and we did it for the first time last year. It's called Are You Smarter Than the Fourth Grader? And what we do is we go into, you know, classrooms and towards the end of the year, or even do it, it doesn't really matter what time of the year, but I'll bring a couple of my teammates along with me, and we'll just kind of go over some of the, almost like a jeopardy, it's a contest between us and the kids, and we kind of go over their overall curriculum, because every year, you know, kids have to take a test every year to move on to the next grade. So we kind of, you know, go over that curriculum and then we make it fun. And like I said, it's all about, you know, the enhancement of academics and athletics. So we talk about how, you know, I always preach to the kids about how, you know, academics and athletics go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And so that's my big preach. And I start the foundation. I go out in the community and do things like that. But my biggest thing, doing the community thing is that I'm starting a part of my foundation is the walk-on scholarship, and you mentioned that. Looking to raise money, you know, for I want to grant a different college kid, a high school kid who is going to college, will potentially be a walk-on. You know, I want to help them, help the next Thomas Howard, help them with, you know, all the hardships that comes with being a walk-on. You know, paying for meals, books, managing that money. You know, I want to give them a little bit more cushion to kind of make life a little bit easier. So, you know, it's not much. It's a little bit. I think, you know, it's definitely important to me, and so I'm doing it.
And, I mean, and if anyone out there wants to learn more about Thomas Howard's foundation, you can go to www.thomashowardfoundation.org. And then you also have another website, Mr53.com, www.mr53.com. That's another website that you have while playing around looking for system. If I was looking at your site earlier, is there a place on the site where you can look to actually send money, or a place where you can give money?
Yeah, that's actually, you know, we're getting that together as we speak. That's one part of the site that we're still, you know, trying to get right.
Okay.
And it will be. It definitely will be. There's definitely, you definitely can send in, if anyone wants to, you know, to give to the foundation, you can definitely send in checks or however you want to do it, manually, however you want to do it. You can send in, you know, those, you can send in to the foundation address, and, you know, we definitely appreciate it. And so, you know, we're just trying to help out, you know, the next generation.
Yeah, I mean, and those kids you had today, I mean, did any of them say anything that kind of touched your heart? I mean, was anything said to you that you'll kind of take away with it?
You know what? I'm never really surprised by what, you know, the youth of America, you know, say nowadays because, you know, they're just smart. They're very intelligent. We did have a little Q&A session there in our team meeting room. But no, you know, most of the questions were just dealing with, you know, my life as a football player, like my favorite game. They asked me questions about the game, my previous game. We talked about, you know, my life in college. You know, so it weren't too many difficult questions. Actually, it was just one kid who I had all the kids, because it was a collective group of kids from different schools. And so all the kids may not have known each other's names, so I had everyone stand up, you know, say their name, grade, so everyone, can know each other. And one kid at the end, he asked, could he come up on stage and sit at the podium where I was at.
Huh.
So that was very funny. That guy was definitely a character. And he had fun. We all had fun. And it was good to see the kids, you know, smiling and high-fiving and laughing and just enjoying life.
Excellent, and we're speaking with Thomas Howard, the Oakland Raiders outside linebacker here on the NFL Draft Bible. And he, like we said, Thomas Howard, September 21st, he had his foundation, the Thomas Howard Foundation, and it supports an annual walk-on scholarship at UTEP. It also supports uniform scholarships, the All-Star Program. And UTEP, you have your homecoming game, your alma mater there, the UTEP versus Houston Cougars this weekend. I was checking that out. That seems to be like a really big event and a lot of activities. Have you been back there for a homecoming game since you left college?
I haven't been. I haven't been back for a homecoming game. I haven't been back for a game in the last 2 years. My first 2 years, I made it back for a game during the season. I actually went back during our bye week. But now I have some things going on with the foundation. I'm not going to be able to give back for a game in my bye week, which sucks, but at the same time, it's okay because I'm, you know, doing something positive in the community with my time. I haven't yet. I know they have a tough task ahead of them. You know, they just played Texas at Austin, and it was a tough game, to say the least. And, you know, now they have, you know, the Houston Cougars coming in. Well, a pretty hot team. They have a good offense, and they can score points. They can definitely score points. So we have another tough task ahead of us. But you never know. The magic of homecoming. I can remember my first homecoming as a starter. My redshirt freshman year, we played Rice, and the senior linebacker who played the same position as I did who was starting at the time, went down early in the second quarter. I had to come in and play. And I had like six tackles, I recovered a fumble for a touchdown. So you never know what can happen on homecoming. So, you know, I'm rooting for the Miners all the way.
Excellent.
The one thing to clean up was about the walk-on scholarship. It does not just deal with UTEP, potential UTEP players. It's going to go, we're going to stretch from California to Texas, man. So, I want to make sure that everyone knows that.
Okay, and Thomas wants to let everyone know that that walk-on scholarship goes from all the way from the West Coast down to the big heart of Texas. And like I said, Thomas, it's excellent that you're reaching back out to the community because a guy like you in your position, you know, a lot of favor in that position, and I think you can sway a lot of people to do the right thing with what you're doing. Yesterday, the Oakland Raiders, you had a loss to the hands of the Denver Broncos. I'm curious, how long does it take for that body to recover after a game like yesterday?
You know, today is generally the day when you go in, you have what's called like a flesh workout, where you kind of, you know, flesh your legs out. And today, you know, it took me a lot longer than it normally does to get warmed up, to go out and to go in there and, you know, do, you know, my leg workout, squats, you know, lunges, whatever I did today. Squats, lunges, front squats. But, you know, each day, you know, brings a new challenge, you know, whether it's, you know, getting your body ready to go work out, getting your mind ready to study film. So, you got to do what you got to do, man, to be ready, to get right, you know. And, you know, we watched that game, you know, and we learned from it. And we're getting ready for the Houston Texans, man. It's a tough loss here at home. But it's early in the season, you know. Our goal is, you know, to try to, you know, salvage this first quarter of the season. Go down there and play a good Houston Texans team, you know. Right now it's early, you know, it's in the 1-2. But, you know, this season is still here. We still have time to definitely salvage this season. You know, we'll see San Diego and Denver again. We'll be able to, you know, get our opinions at that time. But right now, we're focused on the Houston Texans, and that's what it is.
Actually, you know, and I remember opening night watching the Raiders and the Chargers. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I thought that was going to be a blowout game for the Chargers. But, I mean, you guys physically, if that was a prize fight, no matter who came out on top, I think, I mean, you guys really laid a beatdown on the San Diego Chargers. And, you know, the late pass to Lewis Murphy at the end, and then, you know, they drive down the field. I mean, that had to be a heartbreaking loss. I mean, what's it like? I mean, how long does that haunt you? I mean, you know, does it take a day or two, a week, or, I mean, you kind of just get on with it?
One thing that, you know, a lot of football players have, especially defensive guys, you have a short memory. And, you know, it sucks to lose like that. And, you know, guys were hurt because we put so much into it, preparing for that game, and went out there and you know, and fought our tails off. And the guys definitely were like, man, we wish we could have won that game. But, you know, you can't spend much time. You may get the rest of Sunday and even Monday to kind of, you know, to sulk and think about it. But, you know, come Tuesday, it's time to move on to the next opponent, you know.
Excellent.
That's just how this game works, man.
Excellent. And once again, we're speaking with Thomas Howard, the Oakland Raider linebacker. Thomas, I mean, you're four games into the season. I mean, the fourth game with the Houston Texans this week. And I'm interested to, you know, to learn from you. I mean, looking ahead, I mean, what do you, I mean, what are the expectations for the Oakland Raiders this year? I mean, what would you consider, you know, a successful season? I mean, is there anything personally that you would like to achieve or any team goals that you would like to achieve as a unit?
And we want to win that. We want to win our division, man. Everyone wants to win their division. And when you win your division, that means generally you're going to go to the playoffs. So, man, you know, we're still in the hunt, man. We're still in the hunt. And, you know, it's a long season. You know, we may have, you know, we took two losses to divisional opponents early on. But like I said, they have to see us again.
That's right.
They have to see us again. And you know, this time it's going to be on the road at their home, but it's okay. And so, you know, our mindset is right now is to beat the Texans, to prepare for the Texans, and try to get a win, you know, to prepare to win in Houston and come back home 2-2 to finish off this quarter of the
mean, you've been there since 2006. I don't think you've missed a game since you've been there. And with Rob Ryan going to the Cleveland Browns, your defensive coordinator, is there any differences that we might not notice that you're doing differently? Anything different in your game? I mean, do they have you in more coverage or anything like in terms of that?
It's very similar. It's very similar. It's just, you know, it's very similar to what we were doing last year. If we have different pressures in, you know, but, you know, once you ran kind of one zone pressure, you ran the next one just with a different name. You know, we just have, you know, coaches that coach us up differently as far as just technique and how to take on things, you know, blocking and just, you know, you may, a certain coach may work more, you know, working on cut blocks, and the other coaches may work more on ball drills and linebackers. That's really the biggest thing as far as, like, your focus when you're doing individual drills. But, you know, outside of that, you know, there hasn't been really too much change. You know, just different faces. You know, different terminology as far as, you know, that's the defenses and how you different checks. But, you know, not too much, man. Not too much.
Excellent. I mean, and how about your, time off the field? I mean, is there any teammates that you're close with? Anybody you hang out with? I mean, what do you like to do when you're just kind of, you know, alone time with, you know, you got your own time to have some fun?
Everyone knows how close me and Kurt are, man. We think of Steve, Kurt Morrison, that is. You know, but, you know, I hang out with, you know, all my teammates, man. I mean, when opportunity calls, you know, we hang out. You know, we all have our own little things that we do, and we, you know, that, you know, you may do it, you know, on a day off. You know, mine may be, you know, with LeVon and Sydney, you know, out here in the Bay Area. We'll spend some time together. But, you know, my teammates, man, we're all close, man. We all get out together, man. You know, we're like a band of brothers, man. So that's how we rock and roll out here in Oakland, man.
Excellent. And Thomas, like I said, I want to thank you for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And this is Thomas Howard. And anyone listening out there, you can go to www.thomashowardfoundation.org. And you can find out everything you need to know to help, you know, donate money. I don't know. Can people donate time as well? Is that anything that's a possibility for people out there?
You know what?
Because I'll get the address. I want to get some more information myself. So for everyone out there, it's Thomas Howard, Oakland Raider linebacker. Like I said, his foundation, www.thomashowardfoundation.org. Go there, check out the site, and help him help others. And I'm your host, Beau Marchant. Have a great night. I'd like a check to you guys. You have that? Or
I don't have it right here in front of me, but if you go.